Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville High School as we're getting ready for tonight's ball game between the West Plains Scissors and the Waynesville Tigers. Pre-game show brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Both teams and their coaches are out at midfield right now with the officials, and they're all getting introduced and everything. Just a minute, the coaches, and as a matter of fact, there they are. They're going to both head back to their benches. The officials will talk to them, and we'll have the coin toss, and we'll see who's going to kick, who's going to receive, and who's going to do what to start the game, and who will do what as we start the second half. And we're coming down to about a minute 45 to go here in the pregame show. One other thing we need to tell you about tonight, Connor Rackley, the quarterback for the Scissors, has a tight hamstring, and that's not good here in the cold. So the Scissors have won the toss. They will receive the football. So the Scissors will get the football to start the ball game tonight. And like we say, Connor Rackley, the quarterback, has a tight hamstring. He's going to give it a go tonight, and if something happens, he cannot continue. Alan Marchoff will be put into the quarterback position. So Connor's hamstring was tight in the warm-ups out there, as Coach Perkins told me in the locker room before they came out. So we'll have to watch that and see how Connor does. He's over running on the sideline right now, so hopefully he can go, and hopefully he'll be all right tonight. And hopefully the Scissors, we don't need to lose any more players. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, and it's time to get down to business, folks, as the Scissors come out to receive, and looks like it'll be Seeley and Lidgard and Marchock, the three deep backs. And looks like number 13 will be kicking off for Waynesville, Aaron Choi. All right. Big ball game tonight. Bolivar's playing at Clinton tonight. So the Scissors need to win this game, and they need Clinton to win, too, or for Bolivar not to have a very good night. And the Scissors can leapfrog them into second place in the district standings. But here we go. So Waynesville getting ready to kick off. It'll be Choi to kick it off. As we are ready to go, boys and girls. By the way, here at game time, 45 degrees. The wind chill's at 41. Winds have died down just a little bit. They're under 10 miles an hour. Choi is going to kick it right down the middle, and it's going to be taken by Seeley down around the 8-yard line. Seeley cutting up in the middle. Seeley is going to be tripped up at the 30, and the Scissors will take over, looks like, at the 35-yard line. So Seeley, if they hadn't got him right there with the shoestring tackle, he might have been gone down the center of the field for a touchdown. So the Scissors will take over, first and 10 at their own 35. Connor Rackley will come out. It'll be Lidgard, and Seeley will be your fullback. So Rackley will start off in the shotgun, where he starts. He plays the majority of the time in the shotgun. And he'll hand it off. It'll be Lidgard. Lidgard waits for a block. He's out. Pick up about 2 yards, caught from behind. So it looks like it's going to bring up a second and 8 for the Scissors. Lidgard had to wait for some blockers, and that allowed the defense for Waynesville to catch him from behind. All right, Rackley's going to be in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right. Lidgard will come to the backfield now with him. One receiver to the left. And they'll hand it off, and Lidgard will go around the left side now. Lidgard down the left side, and he's inside the 30. Now he's inside the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds. And that'll be an Ozark Medical Center first down for the Scissors. Orthopedic Clinic first down. And they're in the Scissor Red Zone. The Red Zone tonight brought to you by yours truly. Zizzers have it, first and 10 at the Waynesville 19-yard line. Rackley going to hand off to Lidgard. Lidgard runs into a wall. And let's see what they give him as forward progress. Might give him the line of scrimmage there. So back to the 19, bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers. Zizzer offensive line having a little bit of trouble here so far with the Waynesville defensive line. Zizzer offense needs to create some holes for Lidgard. Titus Seeley this time, and Titus is going to lose a yard, looks like, to the 20. Going to bring up a third and 10 now. Actually, third and 11 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 20-yard line. Rackley in the shotgun by himself with four receivers. Seeley at the fullback slot. We may actually see Rackley throw the football for the first time. Looks like he's going to a quick throw, and it is dropped. Ackerson drops the pass, and it's going to bring up a fourth and 11 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 20. So the Zizzers moving the football, and then they've hit a stone wall here in the red zone. Fourth and 11. Lidgard will go in motion. It's a double reverse with Seeley up inside. Seeley, and he's inside the 10, and he's got a first down, folks. It's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for Titus Seeley down to the 6-yard line. There's a little bit of trickery there. They handed off to Lidgard, who turned around and handed it back on the reverse to Seeley, who cut it up inside. And it's first and goal from the, they're going to say the 7-yard line. First and goal from the Waynesville 7. Lidgard in the backfield. It'll be Lidgard around the left, and he's in for the touchdown. 9:40 to go here in the first quarter, and Lidgard on the 7-yard run, and Zizzers are on the board. Tommy Keller will come in to try the extra point. Jacob Ackerson to hold for the Zizzers. As we get ready for the extra point, there's the snap. It's down. Kick is good. And it is good. Zizzers lead it. No, it's no good, they said. So Zizzers have it. The lead, 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. Zizzers lead at 6-0. Tommy Keller missed the extra point, they said, off to the left. Tommy Keller just got here right before the national anthem. He played in a soccer game at West Plains Zizzer Stadium, and then his parents brought him up here, so he got here, didn't have a chance to warm up. Keller will kick it off from his own 40-yard line, and it's going to be a low, squabbling kick, taking it about the 20-yard line, and Waynesville with it, trying to get some blocks. They'll get it out across the 35 down to about the 38-yard line. Tackle that time for the Zizzers made by Jason Lopez. So here comes Waynesville, and it'll be Michael Lewis at the quarterback, and Butler Lawson will be his running back. So Lewis is going to start off in the shotgun with Butler Lawson behind him. See if the Zizzer defense can get a stop here right off the bat. They're going to hand off to Butler Lawson. He's coming left. Zizzers are there, and he's going to pick up a yard on the play. And for the Zizzers, tackle that time, Marchalk, also number 69 in there, Brady Robbins for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a second and nine for Waynesville at their own 41-yard line, or, sorry, their own 39-yard line. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler lost him with him. And Lewis is going to throw to the left, and no gain. Actually, might give him a yard on the reception out to the 40-yard line. Marchalk in there, along with, let's see, number 19. That would be Dagan Kinslow. And now it's going to bring up a third and eight for Waynesville at their own 40-yard line. See if the defense, Zizzer defense, can get a stop here. Lewis by himself. Now they're going to hand off, and the Zizzer defense is there. Going to pick up about 3 yards on the play, out to about the 43. Butler Lawson on the carry. And Eric Washington wearing number 60 tonight. And he makes the stop for the Zizzers. He's going to bring up a 4th and 5, and Waynesville is going to punt the football. Marchoff will go back to get the punt. He'll be back around his own 25. And there's the punt, and it's going to be a short one. It's going to hit inside the 30. Marchoff's going to take it and breaks a couple of tackles, but he's going to be taken down inside the 25. Looks like about the 22-yard line. So the Zizzer offense will take over with 7:42 to go here in the first quarter. The Zizzers lead at 6-0. And they're going to actually mark it down at the 21. So Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 at their own 21-yard line. So here comes Connor Rackley and company. And let's see. This time it's a handoff around the left side, and can't see who's got it, but out of bounds. There's Braden Lickguard. And he's out to about the 28-yard line. So bring up 2nd and 3 for the Zizzers at their own 28. Rackley in the shotgun, Lickguard behind him in the backfield. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And Rackley's going to throw across the middle, and it's dropped. Dropped by Titus Seeley. He had it in his hands and dropped it. And if he had caught that one on the run right there, he had one Tiger to beat. And he would have been gone to the end zone. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Zizzers at their own 28, 3rd and 3. And now Rackley comes to the right. And Lickguard, there's a 1st down. Marchalk in the shotgun that time. And that's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains 1st down as Rackley went all the way out to the right, split out as a receiver. And Alan Marchalk, who's the backup quarterback, took the snap, gets the 1st down out to the 42 of the Zizzers. Now it's Marchalk again to the right, pass from Rackley. Going to be taken out of bounds across the 45. And let's see where they're marking down at, I believe, at the 46. So that should bring up about a 2nd and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 46-yard line with 7:15 to go here. In the first quarter, Zizzers leading 6-0. Rackley's in the shotgun. Three receivers left. Seeley goes to the back. Rackley's going to throw to the left, and this time Waynesville was out there to get the stop. Marchalk on the reception, but there was a Tiger defender right there. And it's going to put you back to the 45 of the Zizzers. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8 for the Zizzers at their own 45. So Rackley in the shotgun. See if they can come up with something here for another 1st down. Three receivers to the left. Seeley comes back by Rackley. Seeley, and he's across the 45, and that's it. Tiger is going to stop him right there. And it's going to bring up a 4th down. 4th and about 7, I believe. 4th and 7 for the Zizzers, and looks like the Zizzers going to punt, bringing in the punting unit, as Eric Washington will come in to do the punting for the Zizzers. So Washington will do the punting. And we've got whistles. And let's see, Waynesville wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 5:56 to go first quarter. Zizzers lead at 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. Tigers took a timeout. They've got two backs back, and now the Zizzer offense is back on the field. Lidgard is back behind Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard can punt the football, folks, and he can do a good job. It's 4th and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 45-yard line. So let's see what the Zizzers do here. They're going to hand it off. Lidgard with it. Lidgard fighting, and he's got a first down the left sideline. He's inside the Waynesville 40. That's another OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers as Lidgard gets it down to the 37-yard line. Bring up a first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 37. So Zizzers will have the football, first and 10, and Rackley's looking to throw. He's got Lidgard on the left side. He's close to a first down, inside the 30. He's going to be short. They're going to actually mark him at about the 30. No, they're not. They're going to mark him at the 28. They're going to bring up a second and 1 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 28-yard line. Rackley in the shotgun. Here comes Lidgard in motion. He'll come the right side, hesitates. Now he's around the right end, got the first down inside the 25. He's out of bounds. And we've got a flag. Flag on the play, so let's see what happens. Zizzers got the first down, but looks like it's going to be on the Zizzers because they're talking to Waynesville here. Probably looking at a holding penalty. Maybe not. Let's see. And nope, it's a personal foul on Waynesville. Zizzers had the first down, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And so now, and they're going to mark the football all the way down, I believe, to the 12-yard line. So Zizzers are in the Zizzer Red Zone once again. Red Zone brought to you by yours truly tonight. It's going to be first and 10 from the Waynesville 12-yard line for the Zizzers. 5:21 to go. Zizzers up 6-0, looking for more. Rackley in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off, and they give it to Titus Seeley this time on the double reverse again, and now we've got another flag as Seeley's inside the 10 down to around the 7. This could be, not sure. It may be a face mask. We'll have to wait and see here. It's a face mask on Waynesville, so the Zizzers will move it inside the 5 now. Officials will take it down and put it on the, let's see where they're going to put it here, on the 4-yard line. First and goal from the 4. Wait a minute. Officials are talking here. And two of the officials are talking, and we may be talking about where the ball is spotted. We're waiting now. Now they fall back into position. Zizzer's first and goal from the Waynesville 4. Rackley in the shotgun. He's got Littgard back there with him. And Rackley looking to throw, and he gets it. And that's to Seeley. Catches the ball, gets it down about the 2-yard line. So that'll bring up a second and goal from the 2 for the Zizzers. Rackley just throwing some short passes here. Probably won't see anything deep from Rackley due to that hamstring. Here's Littgard now, and he's in for the touchdown. 4:45 to go here in the first period. Littgard's got his second touchdown. The Zizzers lead it 12-0. Keller will come on, or will they go for two? They're looking to the side to see. And I think Zizzers are going to go for two here. Zizzers will try a two-point conversion from the 3-yard line. Rackley in the shotgun, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Here we go. Rackley's looking, and it is to Marchock, and it's good. 2-point conversion, good. And Zizzers lead at 14-0 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. And the Zizzers on the 2-point conversion after the touchdown. Zizzers lead at 14-0 with 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. And Tommy Keller will get ready to kick off for the third time this evening from his own 40-yard line. Here comes Tommy Keller. And this one's another low one, this time to the left side, inside, down to about the 7. It's bumbled at first. Now here comes Waynesville. And a couple of Zizzers missed. But now the gang tackling. McCullough on the reception. Jason Lopez, tackle for the Zizzers. Jedediah Collins on the assist for the Zizzers. And it'll be first and 10 for Waynesville at their own 12-yard line. Michael Lewis, he's got Butler Lawson in the backfield. Lewis in the shotgun. Trying to draw the Zizzers off, couldn't do it. Here comes Butler Lawson around the left side. Good stiff arm, but the Zizzers knock him out of bounds. No gain on the play. As a matter of fact, he may have lost a yard. May have lost 2 yards. Titus Seeley on the tackle, knocked him out of bounds. And actually, he lost 2 yards on the play. It's back to the 15, so it'll be second and 12 for Waynesville. Lewis in the shotgun, and Butler Lawson back there with him. Now Butler Lawson goes out to the right. Lewis dropping back. He's a left-hander. He lost the football, and the Zizzers. Who got it? Waynesville got the loose football. Lewis dropped back. He's a left-hander, and the ball just slipped out of his hands, hit the ground. 2 Zizzer defenders were there, but Lewis was able to jump back on the football. Now it's going to be third down all the way back at the Waynesville 2-yard line. They've got to get out here to the 27, so now it's third and 25 for Waynesville. Back at the 2-yard line, Lewis is going to throw, and he overthrows his receiver to the right. Trying to get the screen pass out there, and that's going to bring up a fourth down. And Waynesville's got a punt. And I can tell you this right now, folks, The Zizzers will pin their ears back. They're coming after this one. Well, they're going to put the ball on the 3-yard line. Fourth and 24. Marchock standing back about the Waynesville 43-yard line. And it's a low snap, and the punt is up. Marchock's going to take it at the Waynesville 43. Marchock looking. Now he will cut. Now we've got a flag, so we're going to get. This is going to lose some yardage here, probably. Probably a holding penalty as he brings it back to the 39 of Waynesville, but we have to see what the flag is here. I actually have marked it at the 40. So let's see what we got here. And, yep, it's on the Zizzers. It's a block in the back on the Zizzers. So that will back them up. And the Zizzers will start at the 50-yard line with 3:37 to go first quarter. They already lead at 14-0. Connor Rackley will come in, brings the offense out. We've got two receivers to the right, one to the left. Rackley in the shotgun. Here we go. First and 10 from the 50-yard line for the Zizzers. Lidgard in motion. They'll give it to Lidgard right up the middle. This time is Lidgard. He's inside the 45. Looks like about the 46 of Waynesville. So that picks up a pickup of 6 there, the second and 4 for the Zizzers. Second and 4 at the Waynesville 44-yard line. Now, I believe it's Steely in the backfield behind Rackley in the shotgun. Rackley's going to throw, and it is incomplete. They were trying to get it out here to Jacob Ackerson. Waynesville defender had his arms up. He was in between Ackerson and Rackley. I don't believe he got a hand on it, but it may have threw off Ackerson's concentration there. It'll be third and 4 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 44. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Zizzers up 14-0. Rackley in the shotgun by himself. Three receivers left, one to the right. Now Marchock goes in motion. They'll hand it to Marchock around the left end, and he's not going to get the first down. He's going to be a couple of yards shy, it looks like, trying to sweep it around the left side. Going to mark him down to 42. Going to bring up a fourth and 2 for the Zizzers. And Connor Rackley walks over to get the call from the sideline. Zizzers going for it, fourth and 2 at the Waynesville 42-yard line. Zizzers need to get it to the 40-yard line. Here we go. Lidgard is in the backfield with Rackley. They're going to give it to Lidgard. He'll cut inside. He's got the first down and more. He's down to about the 36-yard line before a host of Tigers bring him down. That's an ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. 2:21, and whoops, we got a flag on the play. No, it's not a flag. It's a pink towel. As Waynesville, and Waynesville's got an injured player coming off the field. One of their linemen is hobbling off, looks like a left, either an ankle or a knee. But it's cancer. They're fighting cancer tonight here in Waynesville, so a lot of the players have pink socks and pink towels on, and that was a pink towel on the ground. So first down for the Zizzers at their Waynesville 36. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard's back there with him in the backfield. Play clock is down to 10. Rackley just now gets the play from the side. Marchock in motion. And there's a flag. Illegal procedure on the Zizzers. And that'll back him up 5. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 15 now, or 1st and 15 for the Zizzers. Back at the Waynesville 41. First and 15 from the Waynesville 41. Rackley in the shotgun. This time, Lidgard will be in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Minute 45. This time it's Lidgard, left side. Lidgard, and he's up about the 36, so he got the penalty yardage back. It'll bring up a 2nd Well, they're going to say he got out to the 37, so it's second and 11 now for the Zizzers. With a minute 25 to go first quarter, Zizzers up 14-0. Rackley in the shotgun. Seeley will be back in the backfield with him now. Two receivers on each side for the Zizzers. Rackley looking to throw. Now he's going to throw it deep and overthrows the intended receiver over there. Third and 11 now. Lidgard was being smothered on the sideline, the far sideline over there. So third and 11. And now Rackley will come up. Now Rackley goes to the right wide receiver spot. Marchok's in the shotgun for the Zizzers at quarterback. Here comes Lidgard. They'll fake it, and Marchok will bring it up inside down to about the 36, 37. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Zizzers at the 32-yard line of Waynesville. So it's going to bring up fourth and six for the Zizzers with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Zizzers up 14-0. Fourth and six for the Zizzers. Rackley in the shotgun. Here we go. Fourth and six. Seeley comes to the backfield now. Now Seeley will go to the left. Get set. Zizzers. Rackley looking to throw. He's going to throw right side. He's got Marchok, and it is knocked away by Waynesville. So Waynesville will take over with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Waynesville will take over. It's at the Waynesville 32, so they'll have first and 10. Otherwise, Marchok had that ball in his hands. It would have been a first down and pretty close to a touchdown, if not one. So now the Zizzer defense needs to come back out here and do a good job. Lewis will come out. And Butler Lawson is in the slot receiver now to the left. So Lewis is in the shotgun by himself with 17 seconds to go first quarter. First and 10. Lewis is going to run it now around the left side, cuts up inside, and he's got a first down across the 40 out to the 43. And that's a first down for Waynesville with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. So that time, Lewis kept it, was coming around the left end, and then he tucked it up inside. Zizzer defense, Lewis by himself once again in the shotgun, and he's looking, he's going to run it again. Zizzer's missed him on the sack opportunity back there. Aiden Holt got a hand on him but couldn't bring him down. Lewis is going to be out of bounds at the Zizzer 49, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Zizzers lead at 14-0, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hot summer days weaken your car's battery over time. Then when temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle into Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked because they can lose pressure when the temperature drops. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville as the West Plains Zizzers will start the second quarter of play leading 14-0. Zizzers will be on defense. Waynesville has the football, second and two from the Zizzer 49-yard line. So Lewis is in the shotgun. And they'll pitch it to him. He's looking to come around the right side. Zizzers are there, but they finally bring him down. Actually, that was Bradford carrying the football that time for Waynesville. He picks up four. That's the first down for Waynesville at the Zizzer 45. And now Waynesville starting to use Butler Lawson as a decoy. and throwing some other runners out there. Here's Lewis. Lewis is going to hand off up inside. Zizzers are there, and looks like a gain of about 1, maybe 2 yards on the play. Lawson on the carry. Tyus Seeley on the tackle for the Zizzers, and they're going to give him a yard. They're going to put it down at the 44 of West Plains. Second and 9. Lewis under center. Now he backs up in the shotgun. A lot of motion. Now we got a flag, and it is Lawson for a first down, down to the 31, but here comes the, I believe we got motion on Waynesville and an injured Waynesville player as well. Player down for Waynesville, so we'll have an injury timeout. Zizzers lead at 14-0, 11 minutes to go here, second quarter. Let's get the call for the penalty here, and it is going to be on Waynesville, illegal shift. So that'll back them up. 14-0, Zizzers with the lead with 11:04 to go here in the second quarter. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, it's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, and we'll have some highlights from the first half of play. And also we'll try to get some scores running down the area if we can get those. Have those for you at halftime. They'll mark the football back at the 49 of West Plains. So it will bring up a 2nd and 14 for Waynesville after the injured player timeout here. Big ball games in the area. Big one going on down in Douglas County. The Thayer Bobcats taking on the Ava Bears at Ava. Both ball clubs are 6-0 in the SCA. Winner of this one tonight between Ava and Thayer will probably end up with the SCA crown this late in the season. See if we can get a score on that one coming up here at halftime. And looks like they're going to help the injured player. Well, I thought they were going to help him up. He's got his helmet off. He is setting up at the time. So now looks like they're going to help him up to his feet. And then they'll help him off the field. And looks like it is a offensive lineman for Waynesville. That is number 72, and that is Antonio Pearson. He's a 5'8 junior, 225 pounds, and he's putting a little bit of weight, looks like, on the left leg. So coming up, 2nd and 14 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 49-yard line. 11:04 to go here, second quarter. Zizzers lead it 14-0. And the play clock starts. Waynesville still on the sidelines with their coach. Now here they come out. Play clock is down to 13. And Waynesville's just walking out on the field. They're in no hurry whatsoever. They're asking questions. Now Lewis is out in the shotgun. They're down to 3 seconds. They need to snap the ball or they're going to get a delay of game. There's a nope. Did they get the timeout? Yes, they did. Waynesville had to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Zizzers lead at 14-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville. 10:38 to go here in the first half. Zizzers lead at 14-0. Waynesville had to take a timeout as the clock was running down on them. You know, it's a 2nd and 14 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 49. Lewis has got three backs in the backfield with him. He's in the shotgun. Now they're going to pitch it going to the left side. Zizzer's in pursuit around the left end. Seeley misses, and now it's 4 Waynesville Tigers against 1 Zizzer, and finally they get him down at the 5-yard line. Actually, they're going to say the 4. First down for Waynesville, and the Zizzer defense. Caden Parker finally brought him down. Down at the 5, it's going to be 1st and goal for Waynesville at the Zizzer 5-yard line. So now, Zizzer defense needs to see if they can get a stop here. 1st and goal from the Zizzer 5 for Waynesville. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler Lawson in the backfield. Lewis is going to roll to the right. He's coming around the right side. He's inside the 5. Down to about the 2-yard line. He's going to bring up a 2nd and 2, or 2nd and goal from the 2 for Waynesville. And the Zizzer defense is not doing a good job on the sweeps that Waynesville is running here. Zizzer defense needs to step up here. 2nd and goal from the Zizzer 2-yard line for Waynesville with 9.5 minutes to go, 2nd quarter. Zizzer's up 14-0. Lewis is under center, and he'll hand it off to Lawson. Lawson is not in. Zizzer stopped him. He got down to the 1, looks like. Going to bring up a 3rd and goal from the 1. Excuse me. So 3rd and goal for Waynesville. 3rd and goal. Well, actually, they marked it at the 2. They didn't give him any yardage. So 3rd and goal from the Zizzer 2. Here is a pass into the end zone, and it is out of bounds. Out of bounds. Zizzers were defending over there. And let's see, defending back there was Eli McGinley. He was between the ball and the receiver. And they all came down out of bounds, out of the end zone. So 4th and goal from the Zizzer 2 for Waynesville. See if the Zizzers can get a stop here. 4th and 2, play clock down to 10, 8:47 to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 14-0. Lewis is in the shotgun. He's looking. He's going to roll to the left now. And the Zizzers, he throws the football, and it's not picked up. It was in the hands of a Zizzer defender over there. And looked like it might have been Marchoff who dropped the football. But Lewis threw it as he was going to the ground. Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 2-yard line. Zizzer defense stands up and gets a big stop right there. So now, 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 2-yard line. Here comes the Zizzer offense. Connor Rackley and company, play clock down to 15. Rackley will be in the shotgun. Nick Gard in the backfield with him. Here we go, and the Zizzers jump. Waynes will also move, but it'll go back to the 1-yard line now. It's going to be 1st and 11 for the Zizzers at their own 1-yard line. So now, Zizzer's got to be very, very careful here. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard back there with him, and now we got a flag again. And this one is going to be illegal procedure on the Zizzers. And that'll take it to the half-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 11.5 yards to go for the first down. Rackley in the shotgun, Lidgard with him. See if the Zizzers can stay still here. Rackley's going to give it to Lidgard. Lidgard busts out. He's around the right side across the 5. Got a little breathing room now for the Zizzers out to, it looks like, about the 7. So that'll bring up a 2nd down now. It's going to be 2nd and 6 for the Zizzers. Ball is sitting on the 7-yard line of the Zizzers. Hand off once again. Zizzers out to about the 9-yard line. Lidgard on the carry. Going to bring up a third down. Third and about, third and 3 for the Zizzers at their own 9-yard line with 7:57 to go first half. Zizzers up 14-0. Third and 3 for the Zizzers at their own 9-yard line. Rackley in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two right. He's going to throw to the right. Got a receiver, and that's Lidgard, only out to the 10, looks like. I'm sorry, that was Marchalk over there. Fourth and 2 for the Zizzers at their own 10-yard line. Fourth and 2. Looks like the Waynesville defense is starting to pick up on what the Zizzers are running here offensive-wise. Fourth and 2. Rackley in the shotgun. Under center. He drops the football, and he didn't get the first down. Rackley dropped the football and only got it back to the line of scrimmage. And now Waynesville's going to take over. First and 10 at the Zither 10-yard line. Actually, they're going to put it at the 11. First and 10 at the Zither 11-yard line. Coach Perkins putting some faith in his defense here. Let's see if they can stand up here and get a stop again. 7:04 to go first half. A late player coming on the field for Waynesville. Lewis is up under center. He's going to hand off. They'll do the reverse. Going the other way, left side. We got flags down. This one's probably going to come back. Usually it's a holding. We got 3 flags on the play, and it's a holding on Waynesville. So that'll back them up. Eli McGinley on the stop as Waynesville was able to get it inside the 10, but going to bring it back. Holding. And that'll mark it back at the 22-yard line now, the Zizzers. It'll be first and 20. First and 20 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 22. So let's see if the Zizzers can get a stop here, maybe get a turnover. Lewis is going to be in the shotgun. Butler Lawson in the backfield with him. And a player. There's a fumble. Butler Lawson gets it to pop right back up to him, but he's brought down for the sack at about the 21-yard line. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's going to bring up a second now. They're going to mark it. We'll say 25. So second and 23. Second and 23 for Waynesville at the Zizzard 25-yard line. Lawson, Butler Lawson in motion. Lewis, ball is on the ground, and Lewis just falls on it, finally back at the Zizzard 41. And now it's going to be third down for Waynesville back at the Zizzard 41. So now it's going to be third and 39 for Waynesville. That was a low snap that dribbled right through the hands of Lewis all the way back, and Lewis tried to pick it up. Finally, he just fell on it at the Zizzer 41. Third and 39 for Waynesville. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler Lawson, player in motion. Lewis, he'll cut up inside this time. Seeley trips him up. And he's down at the 35, and that's going to bring up, I believe, a fourth down. So it's at the 35, so it's going to bring up fourth and 33 for Waynesville, and they're going for it, folks. Well, they don't know what they're doing right now. They're all looking to the side, play clock at 20, and Waynesville finally gives the play to Lewis, and they're going for it, fourth and 33 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 35. Lewis is in the shotgun. Play clock down to 7. Man in motion to the left side. Lewis, and it's over his head again. Lewis picks it up. He's looking downfield. Now he's going to throw it to the end zone, and it's knocked away by the Zizzers. Good coverage by the Zizzers back there. And that was number 34, Caden Parker, knocking away, and the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. So the Zizzer defense gets some bad plays there from the Waynesville offense. And then the Zizzer defense, because that ball was 2 yards deep in the end zone, but Parker was right up there with the receiver, put his left hand up and knocked it down. 4:33 to go first half. Zizzers up 14-0. Brackley in the shotgun. Seeley in the backfield with him. They'll give it to Seeley. He'll cut up inside. Seeley's out across the 40. Looks like he's out about the 42. So now they're going to say the 41. So that's going to bring up a second and 4 for the Zizzers. It's a gain of 6. Brackley in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Seeley in the backfield once again. Brackley gets the call from the sideline. Seeley is in the backfield behind Brackley. Brackley in the shotgun. And Brackley will throw it across the middle. And did they catch it? Colt Hickson got the ball. He caught it. First down for the Zizzers out at the Waynesville 47-yard line. Ball was tipped by Waynesville, but Colt Hickson caught it. Rackley's going to hand off. This will be Seeley. We got a flag on the play. Seeley down to about the 45, 46. This one's probably coming back. Could be a holding call on the Zizzers. We'll have to wait and see here. And let's see what we got here on the call. And it's a holding on the Zizzers. So that'll back them up. It'll be first down all over again. 3:40 to go here in the first half of the Zizzers up 14-0. And that'll bring it all the way back to the Zizzer 43-yard line. They've got to get it down to the 37. So it's going to bring up first and 20. Lidgard, that's time around the right side, gets tripped up. So he'll be down at about the 45 of the Zizzers. Bring up a second and 18 now for the Zizzers. Lidgard had room to run there, but Waynesville is doing a good job of getting down around Lidgard's feet and Seeley's feet, tripping them up. Other than that, Seeley and Lidgard would be having field days out here. Lidgard goes in motion, Rackley in the shotgun. They'll give it Lidgard again. He cuts up inside. He's out to about the 47, 48. It's going to bring up a third down. So third down now, and let's see. Third and about 16. Third and 16 for the Zizzers at their own 47-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Brackley's in the shotgun. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Seeley now comes to the backfield. Third and 16, Brackley's looking to throw. He'll get it to Lidgard. Lidgard has nowhere to go, folks. Picked up a couple of yards on the play out to about the 49 of the Zizzers. It'll bring up a fourth and 14. And here comes Eric Washington to punt the football for the Zizzers. Washington will be standing on his, he'll stand on his own 36-yard line. Fourth and 14 for the Zizzers. Washington has a pretty good leg. See if he can get into one, and he, not too bad, going to the right side, going to hit down around the 20, bounces inside the 20, about the 19. And that's where Waynesville will take over. The Zizzers mark it dead with a minute 31 to go here. In the first half, Zizzers up 14-0. So, actually, they're going to put the ball on the 20-yard line. Now, I know that ain't right because Zizzers didn't touch it until it got to the 19. So they have already given Waynesville a yard. Going to bring up first and 10 for Waynesville at their own 20-yard line. Here comes the Zizzer defense. Let's see if they can get some more stops here. Lewis is in the shotgun. Lewis is going to roll out to the right. Now he avoids the defender, and now the Zizzers are there, bringing down the line of scrimmage. Two Zizzers there. Sebastian Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second and 10 from the Waynesville 20 with a minute 6 to go here in the first half. Waynesville complaining. They thought there was face mask there, but the Zizzers didn't have a hold of face mask. They're just wanting penalties to help their team out. Lewis falling back to pass. He'll throw, and Marchoff broke up the pass. Marchoff was trying to intercept it. It'll fall incomplete. Third and 10 for Waynesville at their own 20 with 50 seconds to go here in the half. Stay tuned to Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains Halftime Show coming up. We'll have your highlights. And then D. Ryan back at the station will have some score updates for you at the half coming up here in about 50 seconds. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler Lawson's going to roll out to the left. Lewis is going to throw here to the right. Zizzers. And Zizzers, they cut back to the left this time and finally taken down Titus Seeley. Well, but not until it's a first down for Waynesville. And the Zizzers are doing a poor job of tackling once Waynesville gets in the secondary, folks. Waynesville is just slashing and cutting, and the Zizzers just cannot handle them. It's out to the 36-yard line of Waynesville, first and 10. Lewis is going to roll to the left now, looking to throw. He's going to keep it, and out of bounds it goes. Pick up, let's see, looks like about one or two over there. Titus Seeley knocks him out. It's going to bring up, they got it out to the 36. Nope, at the 35, so no gain on the play. Loss of one. It'll be second and 11 now for Waynesville with 25 seconds to go in the first half. Lewis is going to be in the shotgun. Butler Lawson is back here with him. 25 seconds to go, first half. Waynesville has a second and 11. Lewis will roll to the right this time. And he fakes the pass, and he's going to be brought down around the 40-yard line. That time, number 24. And that'll be Garrett Drown on the tackle for the Zizzers. Waynesville uses a timeout with 18 seconds to go in the half. That's the Waynesville's final timeout here of the first half. It's going to bring up, let's see, the ball's placed at the 40-yard line of Waynesville. It's going to bring up a third and 6 for the Tigers. 18 seconds to go, first half. Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show coming up here in just a little bit. We'll run down those highlights for you. And also, D. Ryan back at the studio will get you some scores from around the area. I do know that Bolivar leads Clinton at Clinton. 28-0 was what we had a score from there. So if Bolivar wins and if the Zizzers can win here tonight at Waynesville, I think that would be enough for the Zizzers to jump over Bolivar into second place in the district. Lewis is in the shotgun. Here comes Butler Lawson with him in the backfield. Third and 6. And they're going to give it to Butler Lawson. He's got a first down out to around the 50 with 11 seconds to go. First and 10 for Waynesville. They got to hurry up because once the ball gets set, they'll start the clock. And they start it. We're down to 8 seconds. And Lewis is going to down the football. So it'll be second and 10 at the 50-yard line with 7 seconds to go in a half. Lewis has got to play from the sideline, so he'll come out in the shotgun. Waynesville has 5 receivers right now, 3 to the left, 2 to the right, and here comes 1 to the right now. Lewis back to throw. And he'll throw across the middle, and it is broken up that time. Broken up by number 34, that's Caden Parker. And that'll bring up a fourth and 10 with 2 seconds to go in the half for Waynesville at the 50-yard line. Caden Parker playing center field there. Got there just in time to knock it away. He used both hands to put it up there in front of the receiver and knock it away. 2 seconds, 2.8 seconds to go first half. Lewis is in the shotgun. Five receivers once again. Lewis back to throw. Zizzer's getting some pressure on him this time. He'll throw. Got a receiver back there, and it's incomplete. And that's the end of the first half as the Zizzers lead it 14-0 here at the half. Coming up, we will have your Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains Halftime Show in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville, the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Zizzers lead at 14-0 here at the half. Let's run down the scoring for you. Brayden Lidgard on the 7-yard run with 9:40 to go in the first quarter. Keller's kick was no good. West Plains led it 6-0. 4:45 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 2-yard run. Rackley had a two-point pass to Marchock and it was complete. And the Zizzers led it 14-0 at the end of one. No score in the second quarter. Zizzers moved the ball but couldn't convert. And Zizzer defense was able to cause Waynesville to have several turnovers, or not really turnovers, but about four high snaps to the quarterback. And Waynesville lost a lot of yardage there in the second quarter. And Zizzers were unable to capitalize on it. And so here at the half, it's 14-0 Zizzers with the lead. Zizzers will go in here at halftime. Hopefully they can come up with something on the offensive end to do a little bit better. And the other thing that the Zizzers will need to work on is tackling in the secondary. As the Zizzers defense, the secondary has not done a good job tackling Waynesville, as they've gotten into the secondary and they're cutting and slashing, and the Zizzers are just being caught off balance and not able to make any stops. So Waynesville's made some big gains doing that, but then they turn around and they snap the ball over the quarterback's head and end up losing 15 yards, and so not very productive second quarter for Waynesville. Stay with us. 14-0 Zizzers lead it at the half. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll talk more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
The 2019 tub booking is going on now through October 31st at Hirschfeed Farm Supply. Save $50 a ton by booking 3 tons or more. All in-stock tubs qualify. Book now and save on ADM, Caramel Licks, Crystal Licks, and Hirsch Tubs. Call Hirschfeed Farm Supply at 417-256-3749 or stop by on Worley Drive in West Plains. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hirschfeed Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First Lending Team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. You work hard every day, and Community First wants to work hard for you. Call or stop in today. Community First Banking Company, Mound Grove, West Plains, or Thayer, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external breast form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment for a private, certified professional consultant. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but also for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, specializing in health care for you and your home, serving Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains.
bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Hey, Ryan with you back at this studio with some scores of surrounding area games. Thayer is up 6, or actually Thayer and Ava are tied 6-6 at the half. Now, these scores aren't updated very well, so I'm not sure where they're actually at. Camden 10 is up 22-8 against Blindell, and that is in the second quarter, apparently. Pierce City is up 27-0 against St. Michael. Joplin, 22-0 against Ozark. Carthage is leading Willard, 21-0. Lebanon is up 29-7 against Rolla. Lamar, 14. McDonald County, 7. Let's see. Nixa is up 13-3 against Branson. Carl Junction, 14-6 over Neosho. Houston is up 6-0 at the half against Willow Springs. Cabool is up 7-6 on Mountain View. Birch Tree Liberty, that's 7-6. And Rogersville is up 14-6 against Catholic. Hollister is up 7-0 against Aurora. And Marshfield, 19, Reed Springs, 7 in the second quarter. We'll be back with Ramblin' Rick in the second half kickoff right after this.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Do you want to take to the great outdoors with a new side-by-side or maybe an RV to go see a Chiefs game in? Maybe you have your eye on a new car, a new truck, or a new boat. Whatever moves you, Community First can help make it yours. Come talk to a representative and find out how you can get a loan with a low interest and competitive monthly payment. Community First Banking Company. Locations West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Conquer fall and save now on steel power equipment from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. For a limited time, save $60 on the steel MS-250 chainsaw with an 18-inch bar, now just $299.99, and the MS-271 and MS-291 have $30 rebates. Get these deals and more on quality steel products at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
No matter the weather, it's driving weather. As the temperatures cool, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, you can get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, much more than a tire store. Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external breast form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment for a private, certified professional consultant. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but also for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, specializing in health care for you and your home, serving Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper. Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Flag is down. As another flag comes in,
there are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First Lending Team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. You work hard every day, and Community First wants to work hard for you. Call or stop in today. Community First Banking Company, Mound Grove, West Plains, or Thayer, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
Well, welcome back to Waynesville High School. We are at the Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains halftime show. Zizzers lead at 14-0, and Waynesville just now coming out onto the field, and now the Zizzers just now coming out. both teams coming out to warm up. So I predict that we're going to extend the halftime here about 3 minutes. But before we do that, let me run down your sponsors for the ball game tonight. Bringing you the ball game, Mayfield Auto Repair, West Plains, Anytime Fitness of West Plains, the Scissor Zone, Patty Ingalls Photography, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains, Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Har the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Negri Plumbing, West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, and J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer. Our boosters for the game tonight, Ozark Awards Company, West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Glickhorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. That's the folks that are bringing you the ball game tonight right here on 100.9 The Train. Zizzers lead at 14-0, and like we said earlier here in the halftime, the Zizzers are going to have to do something because Waynesville is having their way with them. If the Waynesville Tigers can get to the Zizzers secondary, they are slashing and cutting, and I tell you, folks, the Zizzers are being caught off balance. They can't make tackles, and Waynesville's getting some big gains there. The only thing that has beaten Waynesville here in the second quarter is the fact that the center keeps snapping the ball over the quarterback's head. I mean, he's even went over the head to the side of him. He's bowling ball rolled it back there to the quarterback, and it's causing some problems on the Waynesville side, and it's put them in some pretty precarious situations, like third and 39 and things like that. And if it hadn't been for that, Waynesville, and then some penalties, Waynesville would be right in this ball game, and they're still in this ball game, folks, at 14-0. Zizzers with just a 14-0 lead. Zizzers are going to have to get better. Waynesville is tackling down around the feet, so the Zizzer runners, Braden Lidgard, Titus Seeley, Alan Marchot, they're having problems because Waynesville is just going for the feet and tripping up the Zizzers and causing them to fall down, and so therefore Zizzers aren't getting those big gains because the openings are there. But another note here, Connor Rackley, as we said earlier before the game, with that tight hamstring, Connor has done really good here in the first half. He's out running some sprints right now, looks to be okay. Connor has not tried any long passes. I think the longest pass he's tried here in the first half is about 10, 15 yards. So he hasn't tried anything long. And we've even seen Alan Marchok step in there a couple of times in the shotgun and Rackley go to a outside receiver and kind of throwing Waynesville off a little bit. But Zizzers lead at 14-0. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll take another break. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville. And as we wrap up the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show, the Zizzers lead at 14-0 here. And I believe Waynesville will get the football to start the third quarter because the Zizzers won the coin toss and elected to receive to start the ball game. So Zizzers will be kicking off. Tommy Keller bringing out the kicking team here as they'll tee up the football on the Zizzer 40-yard line. Hope the Zizzers made some pretty good adjustments inside at halftime, and hope that defense can stand up and do a better job here in the second half, and hope the offense can get going a little bit better here in the second half. So we've got 12 minutes on the clock. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And it is now time for Tommy Keller to kick off. Start the third quarter. Here we go. Tommy's going to kick this one up. It's going to be taken down about the 8-yard line and coming around the right side and out of bounds across the 25, I believe, about 26. About the 26-yard line, I believe. Eldringhoff on the tackle for the Zizzers. Chance Eldringhoff. And here comes Waynesville. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Lewis is at the quarterback spot in the shotgun. And he's going to run it right up the middle. And he was untouched across the 30 out to about the 34. Big pickup for Waynesville. Going to bring up a second and 3. Second and 3 for Waynesville. Lewis will be in the shotgun once again. Right now he's got 4 receivers, 2 on each side. Zizzer defense. 4 down linemen. They're going to hand off this time, and that'll be Butler Lawson. And I believe he may, nope, they're going to, I believe they're going to give him the yardage, the line of scrimmage. Titus Seeley on the tackle for the Zizzer. Yep, out to the 34, no gain. Bring up 3rd and 3 for Waynesville. Lewis is under center. Now he'll drop back to the shotgun. Waynesville showing some different formations here, a lot of movement. And Butler Lawson right down the middle, folks. And unless the Zizzers can catch him, he's gone, and he is gone, folks. Butler Lawson, 66-yard run for Lawson. And just like that, it's 14-6. Zizzers with the lead. And I mean, folks, he went right up the middle. A couple of Zizzers had a shot at him, and then he was gone. It was like the middle of the field, once he got through the line of scrimmage, was open. And now they'll try the extra point kick here. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it's good. 14-7. Zizzers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external breast form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment for a private, certified professional consultant. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but also for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, specializing in healthcare for you and your home, serving Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. Shane Butler Lawson just took it 69 yards right up the middle for the touchdown. The extra point kick was good. 10:38 to go here in the third quarter, and the Zizzer leads cut to 7. Zizzers up 14-7. Troy will kick off now for Waynesville at his own 40. And now the Zither offense needs to get going here. This one may turn out to be a shootout. If the Zither defense can't stop Waynesville here in the second half, the offense is going to have to score some points. Troy's going to kick it right down the middle, and Lidgard will take it at the 3-yard line. Lidgard cutting to the right, cuts up in between, around the right side, looking for some blocking. Lidgard still on his feet. He's out close to the 50-yard line, folks. And looks like about the 48-yard line. If that's true, then he just ran it back 45 yards for the Zizzers. And it is out to the Zizzer 48. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 48. Braden Lidgard on the 45-yard return. Here comes Connor Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard in the backfield with him. Let's see if the offense can get something rolling now. It'll be Lidgard right up the middle. We've got a flag. Lidgard is loose around the right side, inside the 30, inside the 20, and out of bounds. But there's a flag, and this one's probably coming back. Probably going to be a hold. Everybody's walking backwards here. Here comes the call. Illegal procedure on the Zizzers. And holding on the Zizzers. So that'll back them up. And that's not how you want to start off the second half for the Zizzers. The holding will be taken. They've declined the illegal motion. So Zizzers, it'll be backed up now. It'll be a first and 20, I do believe, for the Zizzers back at their own 38-yard line. So a big run for Lidgard, nullified. Here we go. First and 10, or first and 20. Rackley's in the shotgun, Lidgard back with him. First and 20 at the Zizzer 38 for the Zizzer offense. Lidgard goes left side. They'll hand it to him again up inside. Now he spins around. He's going to be across the 40. Looks like about the 44. They're going to say the 44. It's going to bring up a second now and 14. So a 6-yard pickup for Lidgard. Second and 14. Rackley is Lidgard back there, and Lidgard on the right side. Up inside. He's across the 50. Lidgard down, looks like about the 49. That'll bring up a third down. Nope, they're going to mark him at the 50. So it's going to bring up a third and 8 for the Zizzers at the 50-yard line. Lidgard will come out to the left. Nope, now he comes back. Rackley in the shotgun, looking to the side. Looks like a little bit of confusion on the play being called in. Play clock down to 8. Now they're ready to go. They better be ready. We're down to 5 seconds. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard with him. Lidgard right up the middle once again. Waynesville was waiting on him. It's going to bring up a fourth down. He picked up about 2. And now it's going to be 4th and 6 for the Zizzers. 4th and 6 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 48-yard line. Lidgard's in the backfield. Rackley. Rackley's going to roll to the right. He's going to throw, and it is incomplete. Rackley threw it too low. Receiver couldn't get it, and Waynesville takes over with a defensive stop, and Waynesville will have it 1st and 10 at their own 48-yard line. And the Zizzer defense is going to have to step up. Right now, Waynesville is having their way with the Zizzer defense. Waynesville basically beat themselves in the second quarter. Otherwise, they would probably be up 21-14. Lewis in the shotgun. Now he's going to hand off around the left side and out across the 50, maybe down the Zizzer 49. Richardson on the carry. Caden Parker on the tackle for the Zizzers. They're going to mark this at the Zizzer 48. going to be a 2nd and 6 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 48. And the Waynesville Tigers have a little pep in their step, and the Zizzer defense out here is not very fired up right now. They need to get fired up and get some stops here. 2nd and 6. Lewis in the shotgun. Now he's going to keep it and run right up the middle. He's down to the 45. Going to bring up a 3rd and 3, looks like. We may have another flag. Yep, we have a flag on the far side. Let's see who it's on. It's going to be on Waynesville, illegal shift. So that'll bring up a 2nd down all over again. They'll mark it now at the Waynesville 47. Bring up a 2nd and 11 for Waynesville at their own 47. Illegal shift on the Tigers. Lewis is in the shotgun with 3 backs in the backfield. And he's going to pitch it. Here comes Butler Lawson around the right side this time. Now the Zizzers are there. And a whole host of Zizzers finally bringing down. They're going to get to the Waynesville 49. Marchock was there. Let's see. Eric Washington was there. And also number 19 for the Zizzers was there on the tackle. That is Dagan Kinslow. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9 for Waynesville at their own 49-yard line. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler Lawson in the backfield with him. Man in motion. And Lewis is going to roll to the left. Now he's going to throw back to the right. And he dropped the football. Butler Lawson dropped it. Going to bring up a 4th and 9. And let's see if Waynesville punts. And looks like Waynesville's going to punt the football away. And they think they've got the Zizzer offense figured out, and they're going to roll with their defense now. Marchock will go back to receive the punt. And it could be a fake. Better watch for the fake here. 4th and 9 at their own 49 is Waynesville. And it looks like they're going to fake it. Nope, they're going to punt it. And it's a low punt picked up by Marchock at the 21. Marchock is out across the 26, and finally he's going to be taken down. And Marchock is not running very hard right now, folks. I don't know what the deal is tonight, but Marchock is just kind of running up into the... He's not hitting the hole very hard. He is just running up to it and then gets swallowed up. But the Zizzers will take over. Zizzer offense will have it 1st and 10 at their own 27. And the Zizzers need to get some fight into them because 7:27 to go third quarter, and they only lead by 7. Here we go. And it's Marchock in the shotgun. It'll be Marchock running right up the middle. He'll be just shy of the 30 as they rolled Rackley out to the right as an outside receiver. So it's a gain of 2. It'll bring up 2nd and 8 for the Zizzers. Ball is just shy of the Zizzer 30-yard line. Rackley now back in the shotgun. Zizzer offense needs to get fired up. Lidgard goes in motion. They'll give it back to Lidgard up inside. And where Lidgard had a couple of good runs up inside, but now Waynesville's shutting that down. Another pickup of a few yards, and the Zizzers will have it. It'll be 3rd down and 4 from their own 33-yard line. 3rd and 4 for the Zizzers. And they need a 1st down here. They need to get it now. Lidgard in motion. Lidgard around the right side. He's got the 1st down and more. He's out close to the 50-yard line. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains 1st down for the Zizzers. Lidgard all the way down to the 50-yard line. Wait a minute. It's another flag on the far side, and it's on the Zizzers. Illegal shift on the Zizzers. And that's going to replay the 3rd down, and it's going to bring up a long 3rd down for the Zizzers. Right now, they're shooting themselves in the foot. They've had two big runs called back here in the third quarter already. 6:17 to go. Zizzers up 14-7. Ball is all the way back now to the 28-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third and nine for the Zizzers. And this time, and the Zizzers didn't get anywhere that time. Marchock was in the shotgun, and he ran into a couple of Waynesville defenders. And it's fourth and nine for, actually fourth and ten now, as the ball is at the 27. And Zizzers need to punt the football. So Eric Washington needs to get his foot into one here. And the Zizzer defense is going to have to come back here and step up. Because the Zizzer offense is just shooting themselves in the foot. Washington, and it's a punt down to around. It's going to go, it's going inside the 35, inside the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. Waynesville will take over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. 5:25 to go, third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 14-7. Zizzer defense needs to come out here and get another stop now. And the Zizzer offense needs to quit shooting themselves in the foot. They need to stop these penalties. I guarantee the coaching staff of the Zizzers down there on the sideline, they're not going to have any hair left after this ball game because they are pulling it out. Both the defense and offense is just making silly mistakes. Lewis is back in the shotgun to pass. Now he'll go down the middle, and it is incomplete. Incomplete as Marchog is back there defending and knocks it down. So good defensive play by Alan Marchog, and it'll bring up a second and 10 for Waynesville at their own 28-yard line. Second and 10. And the Waynesville folks that have stayed after halftime here, which is not very many, still upset and hollering at the officiating crew. Lewis, and he's going to hand off to Butler Lawson. Butler Lawson around the left side, breaking tackles. Now he's going to be taken out of bounds short of the first down. Zizzers don't have a answer for Butler Lawson. He is just sticking that arm out there, stiff arm in the Zizzer defenders. It's out to the 35, going to bring up a third and three now for Waynesville at their own 35. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Zizzer still up by seven. Lewis in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it to run. Gets out to the left side, throws it. It is incomplete and almost picked off by the Zizzers, but it was too low, couldn't hang on to it. And that'll bring up a fourth and three for Waynesville at their own 35. And looks like we're looking here, and looks like Lewis, the quarterback, staying on the field. Waynesville's going to go for it on fourth and three. Looked like some indecision there, but now they're, well, nope, now it looks like they may try to punt this football. And it could be, nope, Lewis, they're down to 4 seconds, and Waynesville's going to have to call a timeout. We've got 5:02 to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead at 14-7. Waynesville takes a timeout. We will as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. 5:02 to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead at 14-7. Waynesville has the football. It's at their own 35-yard line. And Waynesville has it fourth and three at their own 35. And they're going for it, looks like. Lewis. Lewis is in the shotgun. He's going to roll out to the right, looking to keep it. He's going to be tripped up. Titus Seeley tripped him up. And I don't think he didn't get enough for the first down. Zizzers hold on fourth and three. Titus Seeley broke through and tripped him up. Zizzers clean up then afterwards. And the Zizzers now will take over. First and 10 at the Waynesville 36-yard line. So now the Zizzers need to take this thing down the field and stick it in the end zone. The offense needs to cut out these silly penalties that keeps nullifying these big runs by the Zizzer offense. Here comes Rackley in the shotgun. Play clock is down to 7. Zizzer's got to hurry. It's down to 4. Rackley will take the ball, gives it to Lickguard. He's going to shoot up inside. He's inside the 35, down, looks like about 32, 33. Let's see where they're marking. And looks like about the 38 is what they're going to give him. Second and 6 for the Zizzers. No, I'm sorry, it's the 33. And this time they'll hand off Lidgard again, cuts in, and Lidgard down to about the 30. He dodged one defender, but then the next one got him around the feet, and he couldn't go anywhere. That's the way Waynesville's done it all night long. And they're going to mark him at the 31. He was down to the 30. I don't understand that at all. He was at the 30-yard line, and they're marking him at the 31. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5. 3rd and 5 for the Zizzers. Rackley in the shotgun. And this time, looks like it's Seeley plowing straight ahead. He's going to be down close to a first down. And it is an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Titus Seeley on the run. I thought Rackley kept it, but it was Seeley. And now the Zizzers are down to the 25-yard line of Waynesville, 1st and 10. Now it'll be coming the left side. Marchalk around the end, fighting for some yardage inside the 25, and he's going to be gang-tangled out of bounds. Zizzer's not doing too good of a job blocking. And I believe they're going to say, he lost a yard back to the 26. 2nd and 11 now for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 26-yard line. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzer lead is 7. And Seeley is, Waynesville got a good push right through the line. And Seeley was met in the backfield. And Seeley made it to the, well, they're going to say the 29. And now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 13. 3rd and 13 for the Zizzers. 3rd and 13. Rackley will be in the shotgun. He's got 4 receivers. Rackley looking. Here comes a defender. And it's knocked down incomplete. And it's going to bring up a 4th and 14. Jacob Ackerson, the intended receiver, but knocked down by Waynesville. So now, ball is at the 29 of Waynesville. Zizzers are going to go for it here on 4th and 14. With 2:24 to go here in the third quarter, they only lead it by 7. Rackley in the shotgun. Zizzers need to get it down around the 15. Now we've got a flag blowing it dead, and this will be coming backwards, I'm sure. It's on the Zizzers. Illegal procedure. And I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I didn't see anybody move that time. So I think the officials may be getting a little flag happy here on the Zizzer offense. I didn't see anybody move that time, but loss of 5. It's 4th and 19 now, or 4th and 18 for the Zizzers. Ball is back to around the 35, 34-yard line. And now Lidgard punts it away, nobody back, and the ball bounces around the 10, inside the 10, down to just inside the 9-yard line, and Waynesville will take over inside the 10, basically inside the 9, and it'll be first and 10 for the Waynesville Tigers. And Lidgard come close to getting that punt blocked. So Zizzer defense going to have to stand up again here, get tough, get a stop. And four receivers for Waynesville. Lewis is looking. Now he'll throw it out. Zizzer's out there, but they break some tackles and finally bring him down. Butler Lawson on the little, trying to set up a screen pass. Picked up a yard, going to bring second and 9. Ball is on the 10-yard line, the Waynesville 10. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Zizzer defense needs a big-time stop here. Lewis is in the shotgun. Butler Lawson is in the backfield with him. And he's going to hand it off again, Butler Lawson. Lawson running around the backfield, and he's going to be dropped, I believe, for a loss. Back to about the 9. So that'll be a loss of a couple of yards. And it'll be number 35 for the Zizzers. That's Trey Luna on the tackle. And they're going to mark him down, I believe, at the 9. So they're going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Zizzers. 3rd and 10 for Waynesville at their own 9. They got a flag there, and thrown down in the backfield. Zizzers had Lewis back there for the sack. But flag on the play. Let's see what the call is. I believe it's going against Waynesville. Illegal procedure on the Tigers. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 7. And it is declined, so that's going to bring up a 4th down. And Waynesville's going to have to punt the ball. The ball, folks, is on the 5-yard line, 4th and 15 for Waynesville at their own 5-yard line, and they're going to be punting from the end zone. Zinter should get some good field position right here. There's the snap. It's a low snap, and now he misses the block. Going to be taken out at the 45, and this is going to be number 34 for the Zizzers down to the 30. And that is Caden Parker. So Caden Parker brings it down to about the 30-yard line, I believe. The Zizzers will have it first and 10 with 29 seconds to go, third quarter. And our score is 14-7. Zizzers with the lead. They'll have it at the 30-yard line. First and 10, Zizzers at the Waynesville 30. So the Zizzer offense needs to get this going here. 29 seconds left in the half. Brackley in the shotgun. Lidgard in the backfield with him. It'll be Lidgard again up inside. And pick up about 3, maybe 4. Clock is running down to 17 seconds. And that should be the last play of the third quarter right there. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6. Down at about the 26-yard line, 5 seconds to go. And this time, Zizzers are going for it down around the 20. That is the end of the third quarter of play. Marchalk on the carry for the Zizzers. At the end of 3, and I think they're going to mark it at the 20. I believe they're going to take a measurement here, but that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, West Plains 14, Waynesville 7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you want to take to the great outdoors with a new side-by-side or maybe an RV to go see a Chiefs game in? Maybe you have your eye on a new car, a new truck, or a new boat. Whatever moves you, Community First could help make it yours. Come talk to a representative and find out how you can get a loan with a low interest and competitive monthly payment. Community First Banking Company. Locations West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville. To get ready to start the fourth quarter, Zizzers will have the football. And it's third down for the Zizzers and about the length of a football for a first down. The ball is just over the 20-yard line of Waynesville. So here come the Zizzers. Start the fourth quarter. Zizzers lead it by 7. Now this is the end of the football field where the Zizzers scored all their touchdowns in the first quarter. So hopefully this will be a good end zone for us. There's a first down, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down. I believe that was Lidgard on the carry. Lidgard gets it down to the 15-yard line. They're in the Zizzer red zone once again, brought to you by yours truly. So it's first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 15. Rackley in the shotgun, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Now Seeley comes to the backfield. They'll give it to Titus Seeley up inside. He's inside the 10, down to about the 9. Maybe the 8. We'll have to wait and see where they spot this. And Seeley gets it down to the 8-yard line of Waynesville. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 8-yard line. 2nd and 3. Here comes Lidgard. And Lidgard may have got a yard. And looks like now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 for the Zizzers at the 8-yard line of Waynesville. 3rd and 2, 10:45 to go in the game. Zizzers up by 7. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard will be in the backfield with Rackley. 3rd and 2. Better hurry, and now the Zizzers want a timeout. Zizzers will take a timeout. 10:29 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The 2019 tub booking is going on now through October 31st at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Save $50 a ton by booking 3 tons or more. All in-stock tubs qualify. Book now and save on ADM, Caramel Licks, Crystal Licks, and Hirsch Tubs. Call Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply at 417-256-3749 or stop by on Worley Drive in West Plains. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville Tiger Stadium. The Zizzers will have it 3rd and 2 from the Waynesville 7-yard line. Zizzers coming in at 5-1. Waynesville's at 4-2. Big ball game in the Ozark Conference. Big ball game in district for the Zizzers. Lidgard has the first down inside the 5. It's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And it'll be 1st and goal from the 3-yard line for the Zizzers. 1st and goal from the Waynesville 3. Zizzers need a score here. Excuse me. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard behind him. It's Lidgard again around the left side. Cuts up inside. And it's a touchdown for the Zizzers. 10-10 to go here in the ball game, and Lidgard on the 3-yard run, and Zizzers now lead at 20-7. So a little bit of breathing room for the Zizzers. Tommy Keller is going to come on for the extra point attempt. Jacob Ackerson will hold. There we go. There's a snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 21-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. 10-10 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 21-7, and they'll be kicking off to the Waynesville Tigers. Got an update for you on the National League Championship Series game in St. Louis. Game one, Washington Nationals. They lead the Cardinals 1-0, bottom of the sixth inning. That's being played up in St. Louis. Tommy Keller going to kick off for the Zizzers at his own 40-yard line. Zizzers up by 14. It's a low line drive kick, and it's going to be fumbled out around the 24. Loose football, and the Zizzers say they've got it, and they do. A low line drive kick. Who recovered that one? Can't see because there's a whole pile of folks over there, but the Zizzers got it at the 26 of Waynesville, and the offense will come back out on the field. Waynesville bobbled the ball. Waynesville Tigers slid to get the ball and missed the ball. Actually got his hands on it but couldn't corral it, missed it, and the Zizzers were there. There's about four of them that pounced on it with about three Tigers, and the official was right there on it and said, Zizzers football. First and 10 Zizzers at the Waynesville 26-yard line. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. See if the Zizzers can take up a little bit of time on the clock here and get another score. Looks like Marchalk is back at quarterback again, and he's going to get dropped at the 20. And the Zizzers just need to quit putting Marchalk back at quarterback because it's not working. It's going to bring up a second and 14 now for the Zizzers back at the 30. So Connor Rackley will go back to the shotgun. Second and 14 for the Zizzers. They'll throw over the middle, and it's Lidgard. Touchdown, Braden Lidgard. 30-yard pass. Lidgard on the 30-yard pass from Rackley. And the Zizzers are up now 27-7. And that's what the Zizzers need to do. 9:29 to go here in the ball game. Keller in to try the extra point once again. Ackerson to hold. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it's good. Zizzers lead it 28-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Hot summer days weaken your car's battery over time. Then when temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle into Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked because they can lose pressure when the temperature drops. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville. And the Zizzers have had some good luck happen to them here in the fourth quarter. They have all of a sudden exploded for 14 points in the fourth quarter. They now lead it 28-7 with 9:29 to go in the game. And it'll be Tommy Keller to kick off once again. They marched it down, stuck it in the end zone. Then on the kickoff, Waynesville fumbled the ball. Zizzers got it at the 20. And then Rackley hits Lidgard for a 26-yard pass. And here comes Waynesville. And Zizzers are going to tackle him about the 34-yard line. And looks like That will be Eli McGinley on the tackle, along with, I believe, number 32. That's Tristan Clark. So Waynesville will have the football, first and 10, at their own 34-yard line. With 9:23 to go in the game, Zizzers up by 21. Still a lot of time because Waynesville can score in a hurry. Official is holding up now. They're ready to go. And Lewis in the shotgun gives it to Butler. Lawson, he's coming to the left. He gets rid of one defender, out of bounds. And Seeley on the tackle there for Butler Lawson. No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up. So no gain on the play. Second and 10 for Waynesville. Lewis is in the shotgun. They'll hand it off to Butler Lawson, and the Zizzers are there this time. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards on the play. And Aiden Holt and Eric Washington on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a third and 12 back at the Waynesville 32-yard line. 8:50 to go here in the ball game with the Zizzers up by 21. Lewis in the shotgun. Butler Lawson. Now he's out to the right side. Lewis looking to throw. Now he's going to run. Lee still looking to throw, and the Zizzers having it's going to be a sack. All the way back to the 27-yard line. Jason Lopez on the sack for the Zizzers. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and 17 for Waynesville, and they're bringing out the punting unit. 8:10 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 21, and Waynesville looking to punt the football here. Ball is back on their own 27. Marchalk is back. Also going back to Caden Parker. And here comes the punt. And it's going to hit, and it's inside the 30. And finally going to be downed about the 26-yard line. So Zizzers will take over, first and 10, at their own 26-27-yard line. With 7:44 to go in the game, Zizzers up by 21. They're going to mark it at the 27. So Zizzer offense will come on the field. Braden Lidgard has had a pretty good night running the football. He's had a few called back due to penalties, holding penalties and such. Otherwise, he would be up probably around 200 yards for the night. Rackley in the shotgun. Seeley is in the backfield. Three receivers right, one to the left. They're going to hand off, and Seeley's coming around the right side. There's a flag. And, of course, we had a flag. It's going to be a holding on West Plains. I think these officials are just getting flag happy now on the Zizzer offense. So that'll wipe away a Seeley run there. It would have brought the Zizzers up to about a second and two. Now it's going to bring them up to a first. It's all the way back to the 18-yard line. They've got to get out to the 30. Back of the Zizzers 17, so it's first and 20 for the Zizzers at their own 17-yard line. And this time, I believe Lidgard fighting for some yardage. And Lidgard, I can't tell if they're going to give him a yard on the play or not. I don't think so. It's second and 20. Now they're going to say he gained 2 yards, but nobody moved. So we'll just say second and 18 now. Looks like they've got the ball spotted at the 18, so actually he gained a yard. It'll be second and 19. Rackley in the shotgun. He's looking. Going to set up the screen pass. And going for the first down and down the sideline. This may be Lidgard. I can't see, but down the sideline, left side, and he is gone, folks. Touchdown for the Zizzers. Brackley to Lidgard. 80-yard touchdown pass. And Zizzers lead at 34-7. And in comes Keller for the extra point. Now we're ready. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 35-7. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Waynesville. Zizzers have opened it up now 35-7 over the Waynesville Tigers with 6.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. And Tommy Keller getting ready to kick off for the Zizzers once again. Zizzers have exploded for 21 points here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Lidgard's kick. This one is a low kick down, taking about the 18 out across the 30, and finally brought down around the 40-41. Waynesville will have the football, first and 10, looks like, at their own 41-yard line. Didn't see who the who got the tackle for the Zizzers. Waynesville will have it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Zizzers lead it by 28 points with 6:24 to go in the game. Zizzers will start at the end of this game. They'll turn their attention to the Springfield Central Bulldogs. Zizzers will head to Central next Friday night to take on the Bulldogs. Lewis scrambling in the back. Zizzers in pursuit. Lewis finally is going to throw it. It's up for grabs, and it is knocked down, incomplete. Lewis got knocked down by Eric Washington, who was in pursuit. And I think we've got a player down on the far side. And we do. Got a player down right on the sideline on the Zizzers' side. And I can't see who it is. I believe it's a Waynesville Tiger, but I'm not sure. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Nope. There's 11, so it was a Zizzer down, but he's up. And I think that was Titus Steele, but I'm not sure. But he's up, walked off on his own. So he'll set out a play. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10. For Waynesville at their own 41-yard line. 6:13 to go here in the ball game. So here we go. 2nd and 10. Lewis was running for his life and finally got the pass away at the last minute, but it was incomplete. Lewis back looking to pass, and here comes the Zizzers in pursuit again. He'll just throw it away once again. And it goes out of bounds. 3rd and 10. And let's see. Number 62. Don't have a 62. How about a 52? That'll be Sebastian Rogers. And Aiden Holt were in pursuit that time. And Waynesville wants a timeout. 3rd and 10 for Waynesville at their own 41. 6:11 to go in the game. Zizzers up 35-7, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. 6:11 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 35-7. So unless a miracle happens here in the next 6 minutes and 11 seconds, Zizzers will go to 6-1 on the season, and Waynesville will fall to 4-3. Lewis hands off to Butler Lawson. He's up inside, going to be knocked down, run into two of his own blockers. He gets it out to the 46. Aiden Holt on the tackle for the Zizzers. Going to bring up a 4th and 5 for Waynesville at their own 46. 4th and 5. Lewis in the shotgun. He's got 3 backs back there with him in the backfield. Now one splits out to the right. Lewis looking to throw. He's going to throw down the right sideline to a wide open receiver. First down for Waynesville. Andrews on the catch. Dagan Kinslow knocks him out of bounds, but it's a first down for Waynesville, down at the 24-yard line of the Zizzers, 1st and 10. Lewis in the shotgun again. 2 backs in the backfield, and we've got a flag. Illegal procedure on Waynesville. That'll back him up 5. Bring up a 1st and 15 now for the Tigers. We're down to 5:28 to go in the game. 35-7, Zizzers with the lead. Like I was saying a while ago, Zizzers after this game will turn their attention to the Springfield Central Bulldogs. Zizzers will go to Central next Friday night to take on the Bulldogs. Lewis is rolling out to the left. Lewis cutting up inside, but he's going to be knocked down inside the 30-yard line. And I believe we've got some new Zizzers in there. Hayden Bryant for the Zizzers on the tackle. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 15 now for Waynesville. 2nd and 14, I'm sorry. Ball is at the 19-yard line or the 29-yard line. Lewis throwing to the right. He's got a receiver before he's knocked out of bounds. Andrews on the catch once again. Eli McGinley on the coverage, knocks him out of bounds. Going to bring up a 3rd down.
And that's good enough for
3rd down. Ball is going to be marked at the 20. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 6, looks like. 3rd and 6 for Waynesville at their own 20-yard line, at the Zizzers' own 20-yard line. Lewis looking now, he'll kick it out around the left end and inside the 10. Richardson on the carry and Marchalk on the tackle down at the 5. So it's going to be 1st and goal for Waynesville at the Zither 5-yard line. 1st and goal, 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Waynesville is 5 yards away from a score. Lewis in the shotgun. And he'll keep it, go right down the middle and score. Lewis had it, faked the pass, and he's in for the touchdown. So Lewis on the 5-yard run makes it 35-13. And here comes the Waynesville Tigers, and looks like they're going to go for 1. Troy will come in. Troy, into the ball game. Try the extra point. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is no good. Hit the left upright and bounced back onto the field. Zizzers lead it 35-13, 4:16 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Trend.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. And the Waynesville Tigers have just scored. The extra point kick was no good. It hit the left upright and bounced back onto the field. Zizzers lead at 35-13 with 4:16 to go in the ball game. And Zizzers are expecting the onside kick, so they've got their hands, folks, out there. They've got one player back. That'll be Liggard. He's back around the 20-yard line. Everybody else is at the 49 and about the 39 of West Plains. And here comes Waynesville. There's the onside kick, and it hasn't gone 10 yards yet. Now it does. And they got it. Waynesville recovers the onside kick right on the sideline. It went 11 yards, took a high bounce. And Waynesville got it right before they stepped out of bounds. So now, Waynesville will have it first and 10 at the Zizzer 47. So let's see if the Zizzer defense can get a stop here. With 4:14 to go in the game. Waynesville is very capable of scoring points here quickly. This time it'll be Lewis rolling out to the right in pursuit. He's going to throw it long down the middle of the field, and it's broken up back there. Pass broken up by Marchock. Marchock jumped there at the last minute and got his hands on it to knock it away. It'll be second and 10 for Waynesville at the Zizzer 47. Waynesville is trying to score points in a hurry, folks. Lewis in the shotgun. Zizzers just now made it back up the line of scrimmage. Lewis in the shotgun, and he's going to roll to the right. He's going to keep it himself. Lewis is going to be close to a first down. He's inside the 40. Eli McGinley on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's enough for a first down, down at the 37. 3:54 to go in the game. And Waynesville's got a first down at the Zizzer 37. Lewis in the shotgun. Lewis looking to throw. He'll throw this time left side, and Marchock comes up. And Marchock had got his hands on the football. He collided with the Waynesville receiver, but both were going for the football. As a matter of fact, Marchock dropped it. So it's going to bring up a second and 10. 3:41 to go, and what's left of the Waynesville crowd here is not very many folks. Now we've got a flag. We have to see now what's going on. This may go against the Zizzers. Unsportsmanlike against the Zizzers, and it's going to be on Marchock. Apparently, Marchock and the Waynesville receiver on this side. We're mouthing back and forth. Excuse me. It's unsportsmanlike conduct. That's a 15-yard penalty on the Zizzers. Marchock's going to come out of the ball game. So the Zizzer coaches will be chewing on Marchock. Takes the ball all the way down to the 22-yard line of the Zizzers, first and 10. So here we go, Lewis in the shotgun. 3:41 to go. Still enough time for Waynesville to come back. They're going to throw it again towards the end zone, and it's incomplete. And there's a flag. And it's going to be pass interference on the Zizzers, and it's going to put the ball down around the one-yard line. Eli McGinley was defending on the play. And it's holding on the Zizzers. So it's not pass interference, but it's a holding call, and that'll move them down.
Flag on play. Holding on the defense. 10-yard penalty.
10-yard penalty, another first down. The Zizzer defense right now is just helping Waynesville get down here. They need to cut the penalties. Timeout called by Waynesville. 3:35 to go in the game. Zizzer's up 35-13. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external breast form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment for a private, certified professional consultant. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but also for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, specializing in health care for you and your home, serving Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. 3:35 to go in the game. Zizzers lead at 35-13. Waynesville has it first and 10. And the ball is sitting down on the Zizzer 13-yard line. Zizzers need to cut out the penalties right here. They need to just settle down and quit committing the penalties. And let's get this game over with. Lewis with it. He's looking to throw. He'll throw back to the left. Zizzers are there, but he dropped the ball. And that'll bring up the third down. No, actually, it's going to bring up second and 10. Second and 10 from the Zizzer 13-yard line. Lewis in the shotgun. And you can pretty much count on Lewis either running the football or throwing the football. Throwing is the first option. He's all alone in the shotgun. Now he's looking. He'll throw it out to the left. He's got a receiver, and he's got blockers, and it's a touchdown for Waynesville. Touchdown for the Tigers. Ash on a 12-yard pass from Lewis. 3:24 to go, and here comes Choi for the extra pointer. Looks like Waynesville's going to go for two, and now it's 35-19. So right now, 12 points have been scored by Waynesville in the fourth quarter, and they're going for two. Lewis in the shotgun, and he's going to pitch it. And they didn't get it in. As a matter of fact, he fumbled the football. Zizzers recover. 3:24 to go in the game. Zizzers up 35-19. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. And you can expect another onside kick from the Tigers as they've scored but couldn't get the two-point conversion. It's 35-19 with 3:24 to go in the ball game. Zizzer's with the lead. Choi set up on his own 40 again. You know he's going for another onside kick, and it's coming to the left. There it is. And Zizzer's catch it. Zizzer's with the football. And I believe that may be Caden Parker. Parker takes a roundabout run and gets across the 50 down to about the 48 of Waynesville. That'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers at Waynesville's 43-yard line. There we go. 3:21 to go in the game. And the Zizzers just need to get a couple of first downs here and run this thing out. And here comes the offense onto the field. It'll be Connor Rackley once again. So the Zizzer starters in the ball game still. Rackley in the shotgun. Three receivers left, one to the right. And here comes Lidgard in motion. He'll stop, go back. They'll hand off to Lidgard. He'll cut up inside for a couple of yards. Maybe, well, he probably would have been better off to just go ahead and take it around the left end there, but he cut it up inside. And no gain on the play. It's going to bring up a second and 10 from the Waynesville 43, but the clock continues to roll. We're under 33 minutes now. Rackley in the shotgun. This time he's going to throw to the left. He's got a receiver, and it is a first down for the Zizzers down to about the 30. See who the receiver was. It's Lidgard. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers down to the Waynesville 30 with 2:45 to go in the ball game. Fresh set of downs for the Zizzers. Lidgard is in the backfield with Rackley in the shotgun. And now we've got a official timeout. They're pointing at somebody. It's Titus Seeley. Something wrong with Seeley's uniform, so he's going to have to come out. And trying to see who came in for him. I believe it was Colt Hickson. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 30. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard's back there with him, and here we go. They'll give it to Lidgard. He'll cut up inside. He's inside the 30. Looks like he's down around the 28. And now a flag late on the play. And now some jawing going on out there. So officials are starting to separate some players. This one may go against Waynesville. Let's see. It happened right after the tackle. Officials are sorting it out. And now one of the officials is going to the sideline. Say something to the head coach. Here comes the... It's going to be on the Zizzers. So, I didn't understand what they called here. But it's against the Zizzers. Well, maybe, here it is once again. Oh, it's on Waynesville. Oh, it's okay. Offsetting. Offsetting penalties. So, be second and 8 now for the Zizzers at the Waynesville 28-yard line with 2 minutes to go in the game. Rackley's in the shotgun. Seeley will go out to the left. And right now the Zizzers are just running the clock down to the last minute. Now they'll hand off. It's a double switch up inside. It's Seeley, and Seeley's got the first down inside the 20, fighting all the way down to about the 16, 17-yard line. It's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers, and they're also in the Zizzer Red Zone, brought to you by yours truly. They'll start the clock, a minute 35 to go in the game. Ball is down on the Waynesville 16-yard line. And now the Zizzers will go into victory formation and just kneel and run this out. Rackley standing there letting the clock run down. And there it is. First one's down. And the Zizzers now will go to 6-1 on the season. Waynesville will fall to 4-3. And the Zizzers will get ready for Springfield Central at Springfield next Friday night. Stay tuned. We've got your Mayfield Auto, I should say the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show is coming up. Zizzers need to kneel on the football one more time, and that should do it. They're lined up, just waiting. It'll be Connor Rackley to take the knee, and there it is. And that will do it right there. Zizzers going to win it 35-19 over the Waynesville Tigers. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 1 minute with your Shelter Insurance and your Ekman of West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter Insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Feet to toes, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Waynesville. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame show. Zizzers win it 35-19 over the Waynesville Tigers. Let's run down the scoring for you in the ball game. 9:40 to go in the first quarter. Braden Lidgard on a 7-yard run. Keller's kick was no good. West Plains up 6-0. 4:45 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 2-yard run. Rathley's pass to Marchok for the two-point conversion was good. Zizzers led at 14-0 at the end of one. No score in the second period, so we went to halftime with the Zizzers leading 14-0. In the third quarter, 10:38 to go in the third quarter, Butler Lawson on a 66-yard run. The kick was good, and that cut the West Plains lead down to 14-7, and that's where it stood at the end of three. In the fourth quarter, with 10:10 to go, Lidgard on a 3-yard run, and Keller's kick was good. West Plains led it 21-7. Then on the kickoff, it was fumbled by Waynesville, and the Zizzers recovered at the Waynesville 20-yard line. Then Lidgard took a 30-yard pass from Rackley after a couple of penalties, and Keller's kick was good. Zizzers led it 28-7. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Rackley on an 80-yard pass to Lidgard. Keller's kick good. West Plains led it 35-7. Then with 4:14 to go in the ball game, Lewis on a 5-yard run. Choi's kick was no good. 35-13 was the score. And then it was 3:24 to go in the ball game. Ash on a 12-yard pass from Lewis. Two-point conversion, no good. That's your final score, 35-19. The Zizzers defeat the Waynesville Tigers here in Waynesville. A lot of penalties tonight on both sides of the football. A lot of turnovers on the Waynesville side of the football. But the Zizzers are able to get it together in the fourth quarter, getting some breathing room, and pull it out here by the score of 35-19. It's the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame show. We'll take a break. When we come back in 30 seconds, D. Ryan, back in the studio, will get us caught up on the latest in scores that he has, and he'll do that after this 30-second break. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
D. Ryan with you back in the studio. We had an upset. Ava beat Thayer 12-6 in overtime. Caden Myers scored the game-winning touchdown in overtime, and Ava remains undefeated. Webb City beat Republic 49-6. Camdenton is up on Glendale 35-28. That's a close one. That one says it's in the third quarter. Joplin beat Ozark 50-14. Kickapoo beat Springfield Central, who we go to next week, 57-0. Hollister beat Aurora 20-6. Carl Junction 17. Neosho 6. Mountain View, Birch Tree, Liberty 55, Kabul 26, and Houston is up 12-0 over Willow Springs. Salem is up. Actually, Salem beat Mountain Grove 6-0. And let's see what else we got. Bolivar beat Clinton 49-7. All right, here's Ramblin' Rick.
All right, thank you, D. Ryan. Well, we're back here with the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show, and it's time for the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Player of the Game. And this one tonight, folks, it's kind of hard for me to choose, but we're going to have to give it to Braden Ligjar tonight. Braden was running his tail off out here, had quite a few runs called back due to penalties, but he had some good ones and scored some touchdowns. So Braden Ligjar is going to be our Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic Player of the Game. Zizzers win at 35-19. Next Friday night, we go to Springfield to take on the Central Bulldogs. And Central hasn't won a game yet this year. Zizzers will go in at 6-1. So I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight: J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer; Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains; Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains; Degree Plumbing in West Plains; Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment, West Plains; Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer; Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains; Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains; Toyota of West Plains; Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains; Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer; Zizzer's own Petty Ingles Photography; Anytime Fitness of West Plains; and Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains. Our boosters tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer; Edward Jones, Kevin Glighorn of West Plains; Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture of West Plains and Thayer; Brown Furniture and Appliance, West Plains; Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains; Coon Construction of West Plains; Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, West Plains; and Ozark Awards Company of West Plains. This is win at 35-19, and I want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for doing another fine job tonight, and we'll say so long from Waynesville, and we will talk to you next Friday night from Springfield Central when the Zizzers take on the Central Bulldogs. For D. Ryan, I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I hope you've enjoyed Zizzer football tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.